Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. It's 9:04. This is WHYY's Morning Edition from Philadelphia. It's a story of helplessness and silence, and Pennsylvania state prosecutors have charged a Chester County man with several counts of false imprisonment, human trafficking, and involuntary servitude. WHYY's Kenny Cooper tells us more.
Prosecutors allege Ramiro Cal Yolumna forced two immigrant girls to work long hours on a mushroom farm with little pay under the threat of deportation or punishment. The girls, ages 14 and 17, came to the country to send money back home to their families. They often worked 16-hour shifts, 7 days a week. According to the AG's office, Yolumna took most of the wages for himself. A preliminary hearing has been scheduled for October 3rd. Kenny Cooper, WHYY News.
For the first time in 50 years, the city of Camden did not have a single homicide over the summer. From the New Jersey desk, WHYY's Kenneth Burns looks at the data.
The Camden County Police Department is citing data it keeps through the FBI's Uniform Crime Reporting Program. Between the current department and the former city-operated agency, they've been part of the program since 1974. No homicides have been recorded in Camden between June 21st and September 22nd, a period that coincides with the summer solstice. Crime has been trending downward overall. The city this year has recorded 8 total homicides, with arrests made in 7 of the cases. For the first 6 months of 2025, the department reported the lowest number of violent crimes in 50 years. Officials started this year by celebrating the crime rate being at a 55-year low in 2024. From the New Jersey desk, Kenneth Burns, WHYY News.
Camden police say the reduction is due to a change in policing that's focused on increasing watchful eyes on the street and improving relationships with community members. The Philadelphia Phillies dazzled fans at the park Wednesday night with an 11-1 win over the Marlins. Part of the sparkle, a team record 8 home runs in a single game, including 3 from second baseman Edmundo Sosa, who returned from the injured list.
Edmundo Sosa hasn't played in 12 days. He's making up for lost time.
Audio from NBC Sports Philadelphia. Designated hitter Kyle Schwarber now has 56 homers this year, 2 of them from last night. The win allowed the team to clinch a first-round bye in the playoffs. The Phillies wrap up their set with the Marlins tonight when they get ready to host the Twins tomorrow. And your forecast, it looks like we may have some thunder. Clouds and showers, maybe some thunderstorms today in the Philly area as we lift up to 79 degrees. Winds about 10 to 15 miles an hour. Thunderstorms early tonight, then clouds after midnight. A low of 67, and then tomorrow, sun and clouds mixed, a high of 83 degrees. It's 9:07. This is WHYY's Morning Edition.